Students from Stanwell Park and Scarborough Public Schools then witnessed the ribbon being cut and walked across the bridge together. One of the first to reach the other side was Claudia Schmidt.
Oh, it was really exciting being able to walk across the bridge. Like, I'm going to be able to see my friends a lot more often and ride my horse and all that.
Jessie Brown is a student from Stanwell Park.
Tell me, how long has it been since you've been able to go across this road?
2.5 years.
Yeah, we've never actually been across this road.
So what are your plans for crossing this bridge?
Go surfing. That's what I've learned.
Yeah. Going surfing?
Yeah, to use it to go surfing.
Christine McMaster had this to say.
It's a great feeling to be able to access the road again and have all the people be able to come down and go back up. So it'd be a lovely drive, be able to drive up and see the other side. I actually haven't been up to Stanwell Park since it's shut, so, yeah.
Steve Montgomery was also among the crowd.
Steve, now how do you feel that this particular day when this final culmination of all your work?
Oh, it's great, mate. It's everyone's very happy. It's just a beautiful bridge. I didn't realise it'd be that spectacular until the full entirety's finished. It's better than what we all expected, I think.
How many months have you spent on it?
13 months I was on the project.
When do you officially finish, I think?
This afternoon, that's it. That's it, yeah. And when tomorrow, when it's back to the public and everyone's using it, you know, that's what we're after.
We also found Warren de Kluwert among the crowd.
I've travelled across the road, you know, the old road, taken all the horses into the coal mine and all that, and, you know, to be able to walk across now with my grandchildren, it's a really, really privilege. It really is.
Trevor Gardner expressed a dissenting view.
I liked it the way it was. I would have preferred to have the money spent on a cycleway and a footpath so my children didn't have to walk along Lawrence Hargrave Drive with the coal trucks. That was probably a more important issue than this was for the general safety and movability and commuting of the community. Kids can't walk between schools, walk between the villages without walking on Lawrence Hargrave Drive with the coal trucks or the cars.
Mackenzie Russell, who thought of the name for the bridge, is a student at St Bridget's Primary School, Gwynville.
Mackenzie, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Tell me, were you excited about this bridge when it was being built?
Yes, I was.
So how excited were you?
Very, very excited.
How did you come up with the name?
My mum knew about the competition before, and I thought about the area and the hang gliding, and I brainstormed some ideas.
Well, you can tell everyone that you opened this bridge.
Yes.
When you're very old and a grandma, you can tell your grandchildren about it.
Yes, I can.
Dane Montague let us know this.
My interests are skateboarding, surfing, and bike riding, and yeah, lots of other things, and it'll be easier. I'll be able to do all those things with my friends and go to different places easier.
Ros Mustin summarised.
The community generally are very excited about the bridge opening. They're looking forward to reconnecting with friends and relatives. They're looking forward to getting back into their routine of where they like to shop and the way they like to travel to work. They're very excited.
Neil and Jilly Martin come from Oak Flats.
Fantastic. Great.
That's beautiful. It really is. It's worth, you know, like it's been a long time coming, but it's worthwhile for the wait. Yes.
Now, what do you think it's going to do for this area, this new bridge?
Bring a lot of tourism to the area, yeah. A lot of overseas visitors. Be very impressed.
Right, what about you? How's your life been affected by the fact that there wasn't any bridge?
Well, we used to always bring our children up here and watch all the hang gliders, but it got to the stage where going all the way around just took too long and what have you, so this way we'll be able to go back up and sit up there and have picnics and everything like that.
Diane Mitchell and Bronwyn Cupid express this view.
What do you think this bridge is going to do to the community?
I think it's going to boom the community.
Boom the community, yeah.
Whether they like it or not, tourism will just take off.
Yeah.
Are you happy about that?
Yes, I am happy. I mean, Mum and Dad live down in Aussie, so we've got strong ties. My father was one of the original surveyors, my grandfather, at Coal Creek Colliery. And then a foundation member of the Ostermere Surf Club, so our history goes back to, you know, the early 20s in this area.
I think you just can't stop history. Yep. I mean, it's just going to be part of, like, in another 50 years,
yep.
You know. This is just going to go down in history as being a great event.
And I've got an extra special thing. I've got a blister, and I'm the first casualty on the Seacliff Bridge. So I got the first Band-Aid.
Good job.
Ray and Val Crump were enthusiastic.
This is a fantastic structure, though.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Pleased I came, even if I did get wet.
It's all so different. There's been a lot of thought gone into it.
You like the look of the bridge?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I give them full credit for this one. But I was thinking in terms of the period ahead. You've only got one lane either way. What's the future going to be? In time, if this becomes as busy as it might do, they're going to have to search for extra space somewhere.
Oh, well, you won't have to worry, love.
No, I won't. I'm 80 now.
Peter Wolfe provides a professional opinion.
I was in the bridge section. I was bridge engineer operations. And this is certainly one of their better efforts, isn't it? It's a very fine piece of work. And it solves what's been an age-old problem here, of course. It's the solution, and I think they've gone a lot of thought and a lot of trouble to pick the right one. You know, it'll be an asset to this area. It'll keep this road open, and that in itself is a major achievement.
Ellis Eyre was a member of the Community Consultative Committee for Seacliff Bridge.
Well, we've pretty well got what we wanted. Everything works, and I can't see anything that we talked about in those times that they haven't been corrected and listened to, and it should be for 100 years. And as a local, I'm completely safe. Riding around here, there'll be no more rocks hit me ever. No matter how big they are.